I love
we're making it open.
And
doors are open
of the
for everybody.
Foods
sure.
there, right?
Yeah,
getting a
definitely.
Feel for the menu.
And what are your hours again normally?
So normally we actually updated our hours a little bit. So now we do a 4 o'clock happy hour.
Okay.
And that goes all the way to 6 o'clock.
Sure.
And then we go to usually about 8 or 9 o'clock, depending on.
Very nice. Yeah.
On sure. those.
Maybe a little later in the weekends.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 9 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay. Fantastic.
And
a
wonderful. I just want to say that I've been to Mia's several times. And the lasagna and the antipasto salad
I love lasagna.
Are my two go-to deals. It's just so good.
And it's the Man, lasagna, like two stories high, right? Did you have
oh
some
my God,
lunch tomorrow?
You always bring some home. It's just, it's just a great
deal.
It's good
deal. For
breakfast,
garlic, too, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. It's not just for breakfast.
All day and all
Yeah, so it's fabulous.
It's excellent stuff, and it's kind of like a hole in the wall. If you don't know about it, check it out. It's awesome. For me personally, it's the combo ravioli. I love that.
Ah, yeah. Nice. Oh, I love ravioli.
Well, there's another one, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know what we're doing after the parade. Right? We had open for the hot cider. But, yeah.
Perfect. Are we'll be there. I'll be there. We're open for dinner.
Okay. Thanks
regular
for clarifying
hours
that.
Yeah. We did open early today at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Just before the parade started.
Sounds terrific. So our police canine unit is walking by.
Perfect.
Good
Looks like they're making the rounds.
Yep.
So I think they smell some lasagna.
There, yeah. They gave us a good wave.
They're all heading in the right direction.
That's right.
Going the right way.
Canine is attracted to the ravioli.
So,
right?
And I apologize if I missed this earlier. When did you take over there at Mia's?
I took over on September 26th.
Okay, so very recently.
Yeah,
wow,
very recently. And we've made a few changes, not a lot of changes, but we made a few necessary changes. And there's a lot of cool stuff, you know, on the way.
Sure.
Some bar upgrades, some menu upgrades as well.
Okay.
You know, it's important that we let the community know that we're not here to completely change house and change everything.
Sure.
We have a wheel that works. Let's keep it spinning.
Sure.
Like you know.
And refine the wheel,
Refine
the wheel even more.
Bo, can you stay with us for a couple minutes?
Absolutely.
Speaking of exciting things, the parade should be starting. It's after 4. I want to check in with Mike and Roxanne. Do you got a report for us, Mike?
We're done?
Yes.
Done, indeed. The Waukesha Christmas Parade. Has begun. Can you hear us down there?
We sure can. Yeah,
how
you're
exciting
live and local.
Is that?
Yeah,
you sound the band?
Great. Neat. Yeah, we can even hear it through the audio.
Well, we've got the memorial float that is leading the way here.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got fire trucks and first responders, sort of a color guard, marching down
That's
Wisconsin
right.
Avenue
sure.
as they take the first turn onto the parade grounds. Our friends, the Waukesha Democratic Party, was kind of out there leading a group. Many festive people wearing blue Santa Claus hats.
Yep. Yeah, they're doing a good job. You know, I want to mention something. As a kid, I used to get so excited about the fire department and the big fire trucks going by. I bet the kids are going to love that.
Well, we've got some old-style cars here, Roxanne. We've got some
Who is
Model
that?
A's, sure. an old pickup truck, and the guy from Frozen, the snowman from Frozen. Someone will have
who's
to prompt
the snowman
us
from
with
Frozen?
Younger
Do
kids.
You remember? I got Olaf, thank you.
Yeah.
A young lady here. We're going to have her on the show in a minute.
Yeah. Olaf.
So we've got a new co-host.
Olaf will make an early appearance here at the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
I love it. I love
and
it.
And we've got a whole sort of we've got car after old style car.
Yeah,
these 1920s sort of cars stacked up here, all decorated, festive LED style candy canes on the front bumper, sort of a mix of old and new,
you know,
if you will.
And Kurt, it's a good thing that it's cold today, so Olaf.
Yes.
You know,
no melting.
Yeah. No, so he won't melt. He's doing good.
Hey, a little tip for you, Mike and Roxanne.
I haven't seen Frosty yet. Yeah.
A little tip, if you guys venture up to Main Street a little, as we see Manuel Roca and his family walk by. Happy holidays, guys. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Manuel.
Great to see you.
Thanks so much for coming.
All right. So make sure Mia has the hot cider there. We got Bo here, one of our sponsors. So if you're walking up and, you know, the fingertips stop to chill, stop in for some free hot cider. Bo's informed me that there is an adult option to that as well. So, right, Bo?
Yeah, we'll put whatever you want in that.
That is excellent advice.
Have a good day. Yeah. Absolutely.
We will certainly keep that in mind. You can hear the oogas going off, the Model A's. Letting the people hear them here.
Mike and Roxanne, real quick, I just
go ahead.
Bo's dying to get back to his restaurant before, you know, make sure it doesn't burn down. No, you got a great crew there. But anything else you want us to know before you get back to the shop?
Yeah, I just want to really thank the community. You know, it's like I said, it's been a quick transition, but the support from the community is what's keeping us strong, what's keeping this whole passion alive. It's really because of the people around us. This parade, the outpour with the Waukesha Strong has been amazing, and I hope to continue to see that. It's been a great time here with you guys. Thank you guys so much. When you guys get a chance, definitely come on out.
We sure
I appreciate
will.
It. Thank you guys so much.
I can't wait to try that.
Oh, definitely. Thanks
again.
Thanks
for your sponsorship.
Yeah.
Oh, good to
thank
see you
so much.
Good to see you.
Can't wait to head back to Mia's. Sounds great. Mike and Roxanne, thanks for your patience. What's going on?
Don, the Model A Styles with the spoke wheels decorated with Christmas lights. They're flashing. They're making the turn onto Wisconsin Avenue off of, I believe this is Grand here. We've got people still making their way, finding a good spot to view from. But I can see down here just a little bit farther, we've got sort of a meeting of old and new and different parts of the parade just a little farther down. So we're going to have to keep that in mind as well. But we've got more people marching out here. What do we got, Roxanne? My eyes are going.
Yeah, hang on a second.
It's holiday blurry, but lots
of
people.
Have we seen the mayor
walking,
yet with the police
candles.
Chief and the fire chief? Have they made their way through yet?
I believe the police chief and the fire chief have started, sort of led the parade, if you will.
Okay.
Again, we have the assembled.
Okay.
Yeah, we had. I didn't see Mayor Riley specifically, but there was a color guard of sorts.
Nice.
Of first responders. Now we see a candlelight vigil of sort. People wearing white hats, white ski caps.
Wow.
And holding a single candle each.
I see it from the back. Yeah.
Making their way sort of quietly.
Wow. You can see it. Good.
For those of you listening, by the time they come by the Walk Radio studio, it should be dark, so that candlelight vigil will be even more, what's the word, Jim, there? Captivating.
Illuminating.
Illuminating, yes. Where's Earl?
Those exciting things, right?
Yep.
Right?
So,
and
terrific.
Meaningful,
yep.
Meaningful, right?
And speaking of luminaries,
right.
Mike and Roxanne, let's go. What else do you see from your, I mean, you're right there, so let's go in real time.
Well, we're trying to, you know, we see a great big burst of fire coming this way. I wonder what that's from.
It's absolutely fire. Oh, someone looks like they're readying a hot air balloon or perhaps
they better be careful for those trees over there.
A parade float. Well, it is definitely a big whoosh of fire. We're actually walking down Wisconsin Avenue sort of at the same pace as the candlelight vigil.
Yeah, we want to catch up to it because we couldn't read the sign, truly.
And we are going to walk along here for a bit with the parade and look for more of the people assembled on the parade route.
Sounds great.
We have many, many people, police officers here that are blocking and sort of acknowledging what's going on.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's I'm very happy to see that.
Sounds great.
Don, are you trying to say something?
No, but actually Johnny is because one of our sponsors just showed up. So, Johnny's going to give me the stink eye. He's like, hey, we got to get this guy in here. This guy rocks. Who is he?
I had such a great dinner over at this place the other day. I got to tell you, I'm going to quickly introduce Buddy's Burgers and Custard in Waukesha. I'm going to introduce you to Bill. And, Bill, what do you got to tell us about Buddy's Burgers and Custard today?
So, we're on the corner of West and Sunset.
The old Murphs for you old Waukesha denizens.
Kind of hidden back there, so you kind of look for us. Specialize in burgers, hot dogs, but we make our own custard. You won't find custard like it anywhere else. We get our own mix, handmade every morning.
You got to try it in a town where custard is king. They're asserting the best, so I can't wait to check it. I'm sure it's wonderful, so can't wait to check it out. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Bill.
Bill from Buddies. Now, again, for your benefit, Mike and Roxanne, when the youth soccer goes on in the spring and the fall at the Mendiola soccer fields there off of another Sunset business, we're going to call Johnny's new name is Sunset Johnny. We've been looking for a new
Sunset
name.
Sunset Johnny,
so.
Right. Okay.
Sunset Johnny Watermelon. Anyway, when the kids are done with the soccer, they flock over to what used to be Murph's. Now it's Buddies. And so he's feeding a lot of families, a lot of hungry soccer players. And then people, they insist on, in the cold weather, going back because all the times they got to eat there during soccer, it's become a part of their menu, their weekly family menu.
And Bill, is there a favorite burger that we should especially be focused on?
The Buster Deluxe.
The Buster Deluxe.
Yeah. That's okay, what
and
I
that,
had.
And that is, and that is, tell us about that.
Our handmade patty, cheese, we get ketchup, mayo, mustard, pickles, lettuce, tomato, onion.
It's all there
the
and
works.
More.
and get an order of the onion strings. Now, tell us about the onion strings, because they were excellent.
Unlike most fast food places, I don't really like to call us fast food, we hand make most of our sides in-house, mozzarella sticks, cheese curds, we beer batter them. Right there in front of you.
You don't have any samples for you.
Not in my hand.
I wasn't kidding. Go ahead.
But yeah, John, you had the onion strings the other night. Yeah. And they are fantastic.
Wow. And made right there and part of the wonderful
menu. In the notes
menu.
For next year. Yeah, let's fully cater this thing, you know.
Right, we got to do a little barter thing of
buddies,
you know,
and Albanese's. Right. Yeah, you know.
And hot dogs also, yes?
Hot dogs.
A specialty hot dog diggities, also on the menu?
So that's actually how we started, was a hot dog cart.
Okay.
A couple of years ago. Yeah, it turned into, I think, five. And then we're big over in Oconomowoc.
How many locations do you have, Bill?
This is our only burger shop.
Okay, because you're the carts.
The carts are no longer.
Trucks,
they're
food trucks.
They're buddies at the beach.
Okay.
In Oconomowoc, then the bungalow, and then we're at the Worth Park. And then this is our first big location.
One of the great swimming parks of any public parks. In Jimstown,
Right, absolutely.
Brookfield,
down the street from me where I live. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good place to be.
Is that your profit center there, Worth Park, in the summer?
To be honest, I've only been here about 5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
It will be.
I've only
it
seen the cold times.
Right? Yeah. It's a growing company. I love it.
So. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Absolutely. So now, do you live in Waukesha here, too?
No, I don't even live in the county. So
wow. So you're really taking on a big mission here.
Yeah, it was when I interviewed with the owner.
Sure.
I fell in love with just the family atmosphere that he had.
Yeah.
So that's what drew me out here.
Neat. Okay. Well, and like I said, and there's a tradition there, that location, that if you can live up to it, it's you know, the sky's your limit, because Murph's had a real established brand, and the quality was always pretty consistent. It was just part of recreation events at Mendiola Soccer, which is primarily soccer.
Sure.
And it was a great way to spend a Saturday or for Sunday, you know, whenever there was a game going on.
That custard attraction is not to be understated.
Can't overlook the custard,
So. And made right there on site also?
Every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah, someone's cutting in. Is that Mike? I heard a hey guys.
Yeah, it's Don. It's me. We got the Dancing Grannies here.
Oh, I love it.
On Wisconsin Ave and Maple Street. And they're all wearing fur hats, blue dresses. Roxanne, it's a lovely thing we're seeing here, but I had to interrupt. The Dancing Grannies are moving by and they're being well received by the audience.
What's the song playing? Do we recognize
it? They're dancing with pom poms.
Okay. Oh, there they are.
Jingle Bell.
Jingle Bell Rock. Very fitting. That's true. And, you know, as everyone knows, one of our six victims from last year was a dancing granny. It was Virginia Sorensen, I believe. And so keeping her and her family very much in our thoughts, and the spirit of the Dancing Grannies. It's really great. Even from where we are, Mike, way in the back, it looks very impressive. But tell us more about what's going on where you are.
Well, we've crossed the street here. We actually made our way over by some festive people here on Maple. We have someone who appears to be the Grinch. I hope you're not here to steal Christmas.
Oh, no.
So,
why
would the Grinch do that? Obviously, it's an exciting day, and you're about as festive as anyone out here. Why do you think it was a big deal to get dressed up this year?
My wife, actually, she talked me into this.
Do you want to come in?
It was just an idea that I threw out there, and then she ordered it, and I was like, okay, here we are.
Yeah, absolutely. You are head to toe. Yes. You are full Grinch, wearing the Santa Claus and the hat, but the green is definitely shining through.
Where is your wife that talked you into this?
And
hi.
You
I'm
look
Denise.
See, you're not green.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm Martha May.
Oh, okay. Well, you
I'm
look quite
wife.
Lovely.
We came up with this while we were hunting.
I didn't know the Grinch got married, is all I'm saying.
That was after. That was the sequel.
That's the happily ever after part.
Happily ever after, yes.
And you've got other friends here.
Daughter.
Oh, very lovely. And
hi.
You're also very festive. What's your character?
I am a who.
You are a who?
Just a who. Fantastic. From Whoville.
Sounds great.
Lovely who. They're all
who.
They're all dressed up. They've all got their Christmas best on. And obviously the occasion here is the Waukesha Christmas Parade. Folks, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you. Very nice to meet all of you. Guys, there is a lot of nice people walking by. They've got stuff for the kids. Oh, no, they're losing.
Hey, speaking
losing
of kids,
stuff.
Mike.
Well, we got more Grinches out here on the street.
What is this?
Hey, we got someone on the mic here real quick. What's your name?
Britain.
Hold it up higher.
Britain.
Britain. Britain helped us, you know, when Mike, when you and Roxanne and me and everyone else here failed us, Britain helped us recognize Olaf. She knew the name. So thank you for that. How old are you, Britain?
Oh.
I'm eight.
Eight. Oh. Do you play soccer by chance?
No.
No, but do you like hamburgers?
Yeah.
So you have to go to Buddy's Burgers, okay?
And they have great custard.
Yeah. They got great custard. So, yeah. Bill, is there anything else that Britton and her family should look for when they come to Buddy's?
This month's special tornado, which is like a mixer, is a hot chocolate.
Wow. So it'd be, hey, Curdy's going to come back for that.
It'd be chocolate, vanilla, hot chocolate mix.
I love it.
Wow, that's
marshmallows.
Good.
I love it.
Perfect for the
and
kids.
Britton, who are you here with? 8-year-old Britton.
I'm here with my brother.
And what's his name?
His name is Jax.
Jack. And how old's Jax?
He's 11.
11-year-old and Jax after Sons of Anarchy? I love it. And that's your mom, right?
Yeah.
Or your big sister?
It's my mom.
Okay, great. Well, you guys look like you're having so much fun, and the parade hasn't even come here yet. Although we do see some people on stilts. So, hey, let's, before, you know, we want Bill to enjoy the parade. Anything else you want to tell us about Buddy's before you get back into the fun?
Open 11 to 8 every day.
11 to 8 every day. So, Bill, go and get some cocoa. We hope to have you on later.
Thank Bill, thanks so much for stopping by.
Britton, what do we have here in front of us here? Couple young ladies on stilts. So, oh, the band. Let's go back to Mike
West
and Roxanne.
Marching band.
The West. Waukesha West Marching Band.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
You know where they were this time last year, Mike? Significantly louder here.
Did you know the Waukesha West was at Pearl Harbor last year for the 80th anniversary? They performed there right around this time. Well, in a couple days, you know, on the 7th. But so.
Oh, well, I did not know that time, but.
You're in good hands.
They're playing
there.
Loud, and that's that flame we promised you. It's coming down the road here. We're on Wisconsin Avenue. We're doing this live broadcast on behalf of 540 AM, the first Christmas parade since last year, obviously. But the Waukesha West Marching Band going by. Santa Claus Coming to Town is what they're playing.
I love it.
And I'm joined here by Roxanne Charles from Civic Media. We've got more stuff coming down the street. Carroll University.
Carroll University.
And they got the Pioneer mascot ready to ring the bell.
Sounds great.
Carroll University going down the street.
Hey,
and then I'm looking forward to this flame. I want to warm my hands up a little bit by this flame.
Why are you doing that,
Mike? It is a little bit chilly today.
We hear Santa Claus is coming to town in Britton. Speaking of which, have you asked Santa yet what you want? Did you start your letter? Do you know what you want for Christmas?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, well, time's, you know, you don't have much time now, so. But maybe while you're at the parade, you might come up with some great ideas, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I can know what I want.
Okay. Well, you think about it. We'll have you back on. We need Jim to get the mic back, but have a seat. Well, we're going to have you back on, or maybe get your brother Jax or your mom to join us.
Big
all right?
Gifts for mom and brother coming up there, right? Also, so that's at the top of your list, right?
Mike and Roxanne, how's the flame, the heat feeling there? You getting much heat from the flame? Are you there? I think they're signing out.
I don't know. That flame looks really cool.
That's it sure does. Yeah.
We got pipe organs down the road here, folks. It's getting kind of loud. And we got the Remax United We Stand. And the Remax folks, they got the
Remax
balloon.
Hot air balloon, yep.
Love well, it. They're warming it up just a bit. They're the ones sending the flames out high over Wisconsin Avenue here in the Waukesha Christmas Parade. And,
boy, that crew has the right idea, right?
Sure.
They're keeping warm while they're enjoying the parade.
So,
the hot air balloon team, they're called.
Huh. Sounds great. Hey, so
the wind dancer.
I wonder why they're the hot air balloon team.
Because Remax, that's their corporate brand. They are the hot air balloon. Ooh, that feels nice.
Mike.
Keep it going, team. It is nice and warm.
We're going to bounce back here real quick because the parade has finally entered Wisconsin Avenue.
Very exciting.
Woo-hoo. And just as you promised, it's the Peace on Earth theme, sponsored by Ascension and Wisconsin Hospital, Century Fence, and we got our police honor guard. So, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
The fans are liking it, so
right.
We may be getting some interviews here if they're available. This is a very solemn moment, so I don't know if we'll try to bother the police chief or the fire chief, but as it's starting to get darker here, the sirens are more illuminating. So it's great to see. Yeah, the fire truck, the sparklers. We're really filling up here too. It's got a great turnout here. I know it's not the same as Main Street, but I see people on the rooftop there across the street, families watching from a patio.
Enthusiastic crowds here.
Yep. So, and the lights are brilliant. Britton and her family are really enjoying it. Girl Scouts are giving a great wave. So, Earl Ingram is back. We'll have to get him on the headphones. Right. So, what are we looking at now, Mike and Roxanne, from where you are?
We're coming back down Wisconsin Avenue. We've passed the WTMJ 4 news team. They're making their way down Wisconsin Avenue. But
are you guys
as the parade's coming to you, man,
Anchorman?
I don't want to spoil all the thunder.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the more renowned anchor people.
Yep. But here we go, Mike, as we have the banner in remembrance of the 2021 parade victims, survivors, families, and first responders. And the memorial float is following. I mean, you're right, Mike. And the mayor was right. It's a very impressive float as the families express their gratitude and support and enthusiasm.
Red flag.
It sure is. So. And your float is that blue theme, as you remember, you know, just about all of Waukesha has a blue light in their homes. As we wave to the our friend from the fire department, we got a big blue heart. In remembrance, peace to all. And you know, really throughout the whole year, I don't think a day has gone by here since the attack that Waukesha homes haven't had the blue light on, even during the day in their homes. So I know in my neighborhood, it's all the year, it's been very vibrant. So. It's great. We got a little lull here in activity, waiting on some people to come here. So what's going on where you are, Mike and Roxanne? So I think as Mike and Roxanne catch up, let's take a real quick break here, Calvin, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to special coverage of the 59th Annual Waukesha Christmas Parade, brought to you by the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Your favorite hosts are sharing interviews, highlights, and reactions from all along the parade route. This special coverage of the Waukesha Christmas Parade continues now, live on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Okay, we're back live and local here outside the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, better known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yauman's Park. And speaking of right around the corner, the banner has arrived for the all first respondents, the all first responders. So, and following them is Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, who was my guest yesterday. And he promised he'd give us a wave. You know, this is still a very solemn, heartfelt moment, so we don't want to bother the mayor now, but maybe after the parade, the mayor can stop by for some hot chocolate. Hey, Mayor Riley, yep, he's going to come by for a quick hello. Mayor, we brought the mic out just for you, Mayor.
Hello. This is great. This is beautiful.
We're really glad you're here. Chief Daniel Thompson, great to see you. Say hello.
You
Merry
as well.
Christmas. Thank you.
God bless everybody. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks so much for
Merry
all Christmas. You guys do. Thank you.
See you, Mayor.
Many blessings. So.
Bye, Chief.
That was a real nice treat. So that was great. So. another member of our police force. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, guys.
Proud to shake your hand. Hey, Alicia, downtown Alicia Halbenslaven, the new alder person from the 11th District, handing out. Alicia, hey, wait. What am I not special? Where's my card? Alicia.
Give me my card.
You're going to be on my show next week. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the Civic Theater and Outskirts Theater Company.
Sounds great. All right. We'll see you then. Alderman Frank McElderry.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Great to see you. Retired county sheriff as well.
Mike Racine.
And my successor, Alderman Mike Racine, Joe Piper. Smoking Joe Piper from the 4th. Alderman Piper, welcome. Merry Christmas. What do you have to say to the world?
Merry Christmas, everybody. What a great night for
Love
the
hat, too.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Really glad you could stop by. Let's talk soon. Yeah.
All right. Merry Christmas. Today, everything's uphill in this city, but it's a good-looking city. Thank you for all you guys do in WAUK. The Shaw. Thank you.
That's right. Alderman Mike Racine. Love it. This has really come together nicely. We have our fire department here now. Yeah. On the program, it said that Chief Steve Howard is going to walk with Chief Thompson and Mayor Riley, but I don't see. He might have been across the street, but he's got his crew here and Waukesha's finest as well, our fire department. Thank you. And some of the gang are in the truck. They got quite a crew inside there. Two trucks coming so far. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Love it. The moon shining above, too. It's a great view. Yep. The whole combination here as it starts to get into dusk. The lights from the fire trucks. The warm wishes from the council members, our city council, from Mayor Riley and Chief Thompson, our fire crew. Thank you, guys.
So I'm double on dipping there, Jim. Sorry.
Not at all. The lighting from the west is just gorgeous here, as you said.
Yep.
Moon in the east and the Waukesha County Democratic Party coming up here
another
next.
Another group of men and women in blue. Lieutenant Governor Alexander Rodriguez is here. Yeah.
Hey, Sarah.
Waukesha,
how you doing?
Can you say hi real quick? Hi. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much. I am so glad to be here. I live in Waukesha. I walked last year's parade. It is amazing to see everybody.
And you are a South Soccer mom, right?
I am a Waukesha South Soccer mom.
Congratulations to your son.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We really look forward to seeing you there at the top. You deserve it.
So
all right.
Much.
Thanks again. Sarah Rodriguez, Lieutenant Governor-elect.
Very good.
What a treat. Wow, this is really coming together. The parade hasn't even started for us. We shook hands with the Lieutenant Governor-elect, the mayor, the police chief.
Everyone is here today, right,
this
Don?
This is really fun. Aries Industries is our next exhibitor, if you will, with a nice banner. Oh, they got an old, yep, Crute was talking about the old-fashioned Model A or Model T. And there's Olaf.
And some terrific noises also coming out from those Model T.
I know Britain's excited
vehicles.
To see Olaf. So, the Wisconsin chapter. Who doesn't love classic cars?
That's right. And decked out for the holidays also, Don, right?
Sure. And you know, one could imagine 50 years ago or 59 years ago when this parade started, these cars were driving by.
Well, they would be parked
and
up and down the streets and driving through, absolutely.
So what do you think the year is on this one, Jim, or these?
They are in great shape. They look like they were manufactured almost yesterday, but I would say about a century old, absolutely.
Great, I love the color on this.
Absolutely, this is beautiful.
Like an off-green, like an olive color. Love it.
Merry Christmas
like
to
an
all
entire
of you.
Family. Merry Christmas, thank you.
Spectacular
views. Wow, this really is a classic car show.
And all different colors, Don, right? We've got the deep blue, gray, some brown, some earth colors, and probably all original colors, probably repainted a few times, but nonetheless repaired and restored to their natural, original beauty right here on Wisconsin
Avenue. They are adorned in lots of lights, but there's always blue involved, or it's a light.
Absolutely, once again.
Yep. So,
an affirmation of Waukesha.
It really is.
Absolutely. Highly festive Model T coming up here now. Gray and
Santa,
Christmas colors,
Santa's boots. Merry Christmas on the bumper,
all sorts
the front
of wonderful
bumper.
Things.
They're having fun. And another Santa hat. So when I marched in the front of the parade this time last year, when I was alderman with Mayor Riley and Alderperson Moulton, we were joined by, or in front of us was County Executive Paul Farrell and his lovely wife Amy. Amy was kind enough to lend the mayor and myself two Santa hats because we didn't have any. But unfortunately, they're not here today. But, you know, we had instead our lieutenant governor-elect, our very own Sarah Rodriguez.
That is no small thing.
Talk about Waukesha strong. After a very difficult year, there's been many triumphs and achievements, as Robert Pilot likes to say in Native Roots Radio. And one of them, of course, is someone in the executive branch, one of Waukesha's own. So.
Absolutely. That makes a difference, too. It brings that local importance to the state capital and makes certain that representation is there. So cannot be understood, regardless of party. Yeah. That is an important thing.
So this, I believe, is what we're calling the Parade Grand Marshal. And it's not one marshal. It's first responders.
Outstanding.
What a wonderful tribute. They've got we got a candlelit vigil, and now that it's darker, it's quite a dramatic look and feel.
Yeah, Don, the timing there could not be better. What a great, great image this is as sun begins to set. Yeah. As you said, the moon over the east.
This is actually the Catholic community of Waukesha. As you know, their pastor, Father Pat, and there's Father Pat, one of the injured in last year.
Right.
Really great to see Father Pat head in the parade. Thank you. God
and
bless.
All
the
soul bringing their candles to the parade.
Yeah, the candles parade.
Absolutely.
I love it. So, you know, the parish colors, the school colors are blue, but they're blue for Waukesha tonight. Waukesha strong, so really nice touch.
A wonderful, again, affirmation of who they are and who we are all.
The Quad Parish. Community of
Catholic
Merry
Christmas
community of
to you as well.
So glad to see them. Merry Christmas. Right. And
lighted candles all.
It really is inspiring to see Father Pat heading the group after
that was
the injury
special.
He suffered last year. So, that's right. John, you were with me at the vigil. Father Pat was one of the presenters along with Mayor Riley, Chief Thompson, and Governor Evers, who was there. So it's great.
Like I said, a great message about
strong attention from our executive branch in Madison here, both marching in the parade and presenting at the vigil earlier in the week. So we're waiting on some more, the next exhibit to come. We have a little bit of a pause. So I'll tell you what, Calvin, let's take a quick break. If you can give us 30 seconds to pay some bills, we'd love it.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to special coverage of the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade, brought to you by the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Your favorite hosts are sharing interviews, highlights, and reactions from all along the parade route. This special coverage of the Waukesha Christmas Parade continues now, live on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
So, here we go. And I think we're back live and local as we hand the mic over to one of my former constituents and still a good neighbor and friend. Manuel Rocha.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Great to see you. And we're here downtown Donnie Brown with James Santel of Morning Cannolis, Earl Ingram Jr., the Earl Ingram Show.
All right.
Sunset Johnny Watermelon.
There he is.
Our local champion.
Yeah.
And Connor Boston with the camera. Kelvin's on the board. And boy, host over there. Corey from Baraboo came to help us. We haven't thanked Corey yet. Corey's a man. More on him. But Manuel, you guys having fun? You got the whole family here, it looks like, right?
Yeah, well, not
or
all
part of
them,
it.
But
okay,
we're
here. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so we were at the parade last year.
You were, that's right,
we were right down in front of...
I remember you waved to me, didn't you?
We were across from Martha Merrill's, yeah.
That's right, y'all.
And so we were right in the middle
of...
Yeah, so we experienced the parade last year, the good and the bad.
Sure, how does it feel to be back? Is that why you chose Wisconsin Avenue, maybe?
No,
just a little separate? Or just
no,
this was a better spot?
We thought to maybe go down there.
You missed me, you wanted to come by the studio.
We're with some other friends here.
Oh,
and
great.
So this
is
just more convenient
for all of us here.
So, so we wanted to come back to the parade this year and just show our support, not just for
that's
the community,
terrific.
But for the healing of our family as well. I mean, it was very tragic what we saw. It was unbelievable.
Sure.
And we're just, you know, glad to be back, and we're glad that, you know, they made the improvements that they did. The city of Waukesha made the improvements. experience with the streets and that. So,
and your family's been doing well in terms of the healing process, getting the help you feel you need.
I mean, at first, obviously, it was very difficult.
Yeah, sure.
But over time, we've all come to heal. And
I'm so glad you brought that up because I know there are hundreds of others like you that witnessed that. And I hope people are taking advantage of some of the services out there. Healing Hearts has a tent out at Cutler Park. We're here in the NAMI building. And, you know, mental health is everyone's health. I believe it's a right, but it's something it's normal health. It's like going to the dentist or getting, you know, we all need good mental health, especially when you witness what you witnessed last year.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it right in front of our faces. I mean, it literally was right in front of us. The Waukesha South Marching Band was right in front of us when that happened. So that's what we saw.
Okay.
And it sucked. It was horrible. It was tragic. And but it was, you know, they always say look for the helpers after something tragic. And, I mean, the amount
droves,
of people that rushed out to help people was unbelievable. And for me, not unfortunately, but my priority was my family, my little ones, getting them to safety and making sure that we were there. Because we didn't know what happened.
Right.
We didn't know if it was a terrorist attack or whatever it was. Nobody knew what was going on. So my first instinct was to get my family somewhere safe.
Okay.
And then figure out what happened after that. So,
sounds great.
So fortunate for us, we were okay, you know, physically.
Yeah.
Certainly mentally, though, it took a toll on us for a while.
Sure.
Well, but we're glad to be back, and I'm happy to be here.
We're glad you're
and
here.
Hopefully we get another float here soon. It's like
there's been quite a pregnant pause there.
It's like 10 minutes in between floats.
So,
thank you for having me on. I appreciate
it. Really grateful. Let's get together soon, maybe during the holidays.
Okay, we'll do.
We'll get some hot punch, right?
All right.
You got it. As I hand the mic back to James, Earl has rejoined us. Earl Ingram. What are your thoughts so far at this? Because this is your first Waukesha Christmas Parade, right?
Well, yeah, it is exactly that. And as I was listening to the last gentleman, and, you know, when you think of the horrific circumstances of what took place last year, you know, it's easy for others to say, turn the page. But the impact that had on anybody who was there probably will last him a lifetime.
Right.
Certainly, you know, I've never had the opportunity. I'm honored again in the warmth of the people and the citizens of this city. I'm a person who had never spent any time at all in Waukesha. I'm a resident of this state for 68 years, and Waukesha is not a place that I really had been prior to the radio station coming. But I have been welcomed by the people of this city, and this outpouring of love and commitment by these people is a testament of the will of people.
And Earl, on your program, you routinely talk about history, right?
Yes, sir.
About the importance of looking back and understanding the lessons of that past and ensuring that you don't forget them. And then also looking forward, making certain that you understand that those lessons do go forward. And so that's your message, I think everyone's message today, about what happened here a year ago and then also looking forward to the future.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you see all these people here, they are not here totally because of what took place last year, but looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of all of it, we can spend the rest of our lives looking behind us and not be able to move forward.
Right.
And forward moving is always the best way to go.
You know, and Earl and Jim, while I have you both here, because I enjoy your shows, maybe not as much as mine, but no, I'm just kidding. I really admire the work you do. I'm in awe of both of you and Matt Flynn and Kristen Bryan and Crude, of course, you know, we'd be remiss. But the whole civic media mission, I must announce, because I missed this on the interview with the mayor yesterday. It was on the agenda. We have some elections coming up for city council. There's six seats that are up. And right now the city clerk's office is, now's the time to get your paperwork in. You only need 20 signatures to run for a city council spot here in Waukesha. They're due on January 2nd. That's the only hiccup, but it can be done. I did it a couple times and was proud to serve. It's a great opportunity, and no matter who that alder person is, no matter how well they're doing, it's good. It's good, healthy politics. It's good America for someone else to step up and say, you know what, I think I could do better. I'd at least like to try. and get your name out there and talk to the neighbors and engage. And because that's how, and we were talking about this on your show, Earl invited me on at the last second for a few minutes. It's like, that's how the sausage is made. That's what makes America great, is that politics at the local level and the things that you'd be amazed at what can be achieved. And I was really amazed at what I was able to do with the help of my neighbors and my one term as alderman.
And campaigns provide those forums, right? We often think about them as just being these incredible challenges inside partisan politics, and they are.
Sure.
But they can also provide those wonderful opportunities to discuss things and have real issues.
Come up with new innovations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes even those who are not successful in those campaigns can come up with lots of good ideas, and they may animate those people who are successful.
Yeah. You know, James, we're at a point in our country's history, and that, you know, the opportunity to vote is being challenged.
Absolutely.
And it is frustrating, to say the least, that after all of these decades that we've come to a point now where there are people who are fighting. Yep. Here comes the
dancing dragon. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Earl. Yep. So, and as they just passed Theodore Yellman's Park, very apropos here in this suffragette city, that the dance, and boy, they're getting quite an ovation, and rightfully so. Right. It means so much for us to have the dancing grannies back.
Right.
I know they're in the Milwaukee Parade, and they do the other, but to have them back here in Waukesha.
Right.
I see some pictures being held of Virginia Sorensen, who I believe was the unfortunate dancing granny from last year, and we keep her and her family in our hearts. And all the dancing grannies, this is really inspiring. They are decked out in blue, showing that they too are Waukesha strong no matter where they come from.
And here once again, right? And that's the important point. They're here a part of this and a key part of this. And once again, affirming what we all are together, which is a human race and a human population here in Waukesha.
Well, you know the story. Yeah. The story went around the world.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely.
And that's what people
You guys are
going
to have to talk louder because the applause is getting so loud. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah. And the grannies are dancing. They are dancing.
You got to love the Dr. Zhivago hats.
Right?
I love this.
They look great.
Right. They sure do.
Right. Absolutely.
Beautiful and blue.
Lots of smiles.
You guys are wonderful.
Lots of gorgeous, wonderful faces, right?
They can still cut some rugs.
Right?
I love it. Smiles on every face.
Don, you've got the perfect spot right here in Wisconsin Avenue for the show.
And again, darkness has descended upon the parade.
Could not be better. Could not be better right here.
Which is a great contrast for the light that comes out from each of these dancing grannies.
Right.
As well as from some of their adornments. Great song.
Terrific costume is also, and as always, and also great spirit.
Can you imagine how proud each one of them must be for having the opportunity to actually do this? To know that your name is listed in such a great organization.
And they have a dancing granny bus.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably travel
like Santa's
all over,
driving
right?
it, too, right. yeah. Oh, they do. Right. Milwaukee and
Edmonton. And you say, Earl, this
again,
is
it means
a,
so much to come
an
back
event
here.
That has captivated the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And, again, plainly for the challenge, but also, again, as you said before, for the inspiration about the future.
Sure.
So. And what those very resilient folks, all of us, are looking to is cannot be overstated.
Yep. And we got one sponsor, Waukesha State Bank. You can't talk about Waukesha history without including Waukesha State Bank. The Taylor family's been a big part of Waukesha's growth these last 70 or so years, maybe longer. And we got the Peace on Earth banner coming through. And they're followed by, what's that saying? Peace on Earth. So.
Right. And again, the Waukesha blue.
These are first responders, I believe.
Prominently displayed.
It could be, yeah.
Yes.
So.
Santa's
Waukesha State Bank. That's it. Yeah, another Santa driving. Yeah.
Is driving.
He's everywhere.
The truck.
So,
gets around.
Omnipresent Santa this year.
Is that a Gremlins Santa hat? I love it. Happy Merry Christmas. Right. Thank you. Merry Christmas. That's a Baby Yoda. That's a Baby Yoda Santa hat. I was thinking that Gremlins 80s movie. But was that Phoebe Cates?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
And another float comes by. We don't have a.
We've got lots of reindeer.
Side, yeah.
Lots of reindeer here on this float.
This is the old. You know, off of 16, the indoor swimming experience, water experience, Ingleside Hotel.
Right.
Here comes the marching band.
They pack it in the winter, too.
Right.
Yep. And I believe this is the West marching band that Crew 10 Roxanne reported on earlier. The float is a
great Christmas scene with reindeer.
The country Christmas,
the country
with snowflakes and
right.
candy canes and Christmas
that's right,
trees.
The old country spring. Here comes right, the Grinch. Right.
Here's the Grinch.
And the Grinch is right here.
Mr. and Mrs. Grinch.
Right,
Merry right, Christmas. Right. All right. I thought that was your wallet you had in his hand there, Jim. That was great.
Looks like Mrs. Grinch is with child.
Love it. This is Ascension Wisconsin Hospital. Pleased to have them here.
And what some would of their parade staff. Be without a marching band?
There that's right.
Right?
So,
right.
Earl, and you may music. Have missed this. Last year, they were in Hawaii for the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor
really?
On December 7th, the Waukesha West Marching Band. They had a great season. Them, Waukesha West and Waukesha North finished like first and second, respectively, in many tournaments and went pretty far into the playoffs.
Wow, that's great.
Finishing very high, yeah. So great group of kids. We saw the Menzels coming by earlier. And their son Ian is in this marching band, right. So.
And goes without saying, a huge amount of practice and rehearsal. This does not come together overnight. This yeah. is a lot of activity. So
sure.
a great, wonderful presence yep. here on Wisconsin yeah, Avenue so, of so, the cadets.
So shout out again to Ben and Amy Wenzel, their son Ian here in the marching band.
What a wonderful, I mean, their uniforms are absolutely spectacular.
They are, cool. yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
That's the Wolverine blue and white, a little silver in there. There's the drums we heard earlier. Merry Christmas.
Oh, they sound great. The brass especially.
Yeah, yeah. They sound good. I think your son's enjoying this, Earl.
No question whatsoever.
And, nice work,
they're
yeah.
all looking sharp, are they not? But great outfits.
They sound better than they look.
This isn't often that this black shirt patriot cheers on Waukesha West, but the marching band did an incredible job. And here comes Carroll University now.
Carroll University.
Another parade sponsor and obviously a great community partner. Waukesha may very well have the best town-gown relations maybe of any college town in America. The pioneers of Carroll.
Right.
Ringing the bell. Love it. So, Jim, you may not know this. Well, you know the Packers beat the Bears.
Right.
The Bears logo comes from Carroll right. University. They had to, legally had to get permission.
The colors, the whole huh. imagery there.
Yep.
Transported to the
and
south, but
of
still
course, these are the pioneers.
Waukesha.
Yep. So right.
what a great right. float coming up here.
Really cool float. Wow. Is that engine 73?
No, that's a Remax.
Whistles on wheels. Remo. Oh, wow. The old time organ.
Right.
With a bear on
top. Right?
Wow, that's
right.
really cool. That looks like right out of a Christmas right. story. Right. And the Remax flame.
What would a parade be without great, wonderful music?
Yeah.
Well, you all know, kinds. If you didn't have Christmas spirit before
yep.
this, you will now.
Sure. Yep, there's Samari. They got that big flame they shoot out.
Yeah, I hope they...
And the Remax team is out.
It fires off right when it gets yep. next to us.
You got it.
Wow, you
hey,
can
we
really
know
feel
this guy, don't we?
That.
Is that Tom Palowitz? Good to see you. All right.
All right.
Right on.
Nice work, you guys. Thank you.
Wow,
Merry Christmas.
What a beautiful
yeah.
float.
Very nice.
Nice and toasty warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They love that they got this
right,
assignment.
Right,
no,
right.
no frostbites
right.
in that booth.
No,
very
no.
cool. Merry Christmas.
Waukesha strong once again.
Great
beautiful
ugly
float.
Sweater, Remax.
Right,
they
right.
do a good job on that. Great branding.
Yeah.
I love it. The world's tallest elf.
Well, he is a
more
tall
good
drink
costume.
So another
for the
display.
Holidays.
Yeah, looks we got a nice family
right.
here.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Hello.
Good job.
And now this is Santa Grinch. Is that what we call it?
It is Santa Grinch.
Yeah.
We've got lots of Grinches in the parade this year, Don.
We sure do.
Right. Right. But a happy Grinch.
It sure is. Yeah, he's got a big smile.
Right.
He must have met Cindy Lou already.
Right.
Yep, there's Cindy Lou.
There's Cindy Lou.
And she's got her dog,
right.
too.
Right.
I love it.
One. Mr. Grinch.
Great enthusiasm along the route here, Don.
It really is. You cannot have asked for a better evening. That's this
right.
might be the warmest weather we've had for a Christmas parade
right.
here in many
right.
years, so. And who is this exhibit here? Can one of you say hi and Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Who are you guys? Which group is this?
The Lutheran Church.
All right. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. So Grace Evangelical Lutheran.
Well, wonderful.
One of the real formidable faith communities here in Waukesha. Thanks so much. And they've got a great little ensemble. I'm counting like a six-piece
and right,
brass ensemble.
Music.
Giving us Silent Night, one of the classic right. Christmas songs. In the Wells tradition, Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church.
Some terrific horns
700
there.
Beach Avenue, gracewaukesha.org. That's gracewaukesha.org. So,
beautiful
tree
trees,
and the blue lights.
Again, the Waukesha strong
yeah,
blue.
Very tasteful. That's so nice.
You know, this never gets old, does it? Some of us who've been around a long time, it just makes you think back to the time when you were a kid and
absolutely.
The magic of Christmas.
And how much
absolutely.
It meant to us. And then you see young kids out here today and
right.
it starts all over again for them.
Right.
So
and
it's
that tradition continues.
Absolutely.
It continues, right?
Yep.
From family to family, from generation to generation, and very much on display here today.
And you
just
know what I like? Because I'm one of those guys that doesn't believe in starting Christmas till after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas parade was always before the Sunday before
right,
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now it's Sunday. It's December 4th, first Sunday
right,
of the month.
Right.
We're closer to that big day.
Right.
So I think it's really just better momentum.
There's a rightness about it.
There
right?
really is. Thank you. Yes,
it,
there
right?
sure is.
Right?
Yeah.
Symmetry
so.
In time and...
Yep.
Although a change yes. in route also to the very
right.
rich of the good,
yep.
right?
So
this is spectacular to be right down
you've
the
got it.
Wisconsin Avenue and
so
be a part of this.
While Walk Radio is proud to be broadcasting this event, we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge other media teams out there. And TMJ4 out of Milwaukee, the fact that they've made such a big investment in this, they're covering it on television. And they've got a big presence
right.
here, and they're marching in it. So,
right, right.
Yep, some of their local media
right.
personalities. This is really cool.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they're telling the world we're Waukesha
right.
strong, and we love that coverage. And
right.
They're helping us build something very special
just
here.
Just as
so.
We were saying before, this is a
yep.
local event and a local
yeah.
challenge and a local time of
and TMJ4
looking forward,
said
but
that
also
we're local
much
too.
Beyond
yep.
that.
So we're
right.
glad you're here. Merry Christmas.
Right. Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
And the fact that, again,
yep.
media
yeah.
from all around focuses
Infinity
is
Exteriors
here.
Out of New Berlin telling us they're Waukesha strong too. They do a lot of great work here. A great company. Johnny, I got to put you in touch with their owners, the wonderful husband and wife team.
That sounds great.
And another wonderful tree.
Yep.
And
so Merry Christmas.
The TMJ folks need
yep.
to hustle to catch
sure
up with
do,
their
yep.
group, right? Very, very
but
good.
Great outfit for all sorts of exteriors.
Right, right. And once again with the Waukesha blue.
Yeah, so.
Not only in lights, but also
yep.
in... color
so our next
that float.
Our next exhibit is Extreme Dance, and they had a few dancers that were seriously injured in last
yes.
year's parade. We're grateful
mm-hmm.
to report that they've they survived and have been healing nicely. And
right.
and here they are,
right.
Extreme Dance team.
Right. And Dan, once again,
one of the Waukesha.
Nice appropriate recognition that, again, we're thoughtful about
yeah.
the past and those losses
yeah.
and those harms, but also
yeah.
what
and
a
you,
wonderful,
you look at these
wonderful
young,
statement
I
today.
Look how resilient
the
these young ladies
look.
Resilience
and presence here today.
Yeah,
that's just
so,
cute.
Spanning the year.
Another
that?
Santa
and
Grinch.
Yet another Grinch.
Boy, he looks like nice. A zombie Grinch.
Right.
He is, yeah, that's a scarier one. Merry Christmas. Uh-oh.
The scary one.
Right.
He's giving me the stink eye, yeah.
Right.
Sasu Enterprises. Very neat. Merry
You've
Christmas.
Got some pet
Merry
therapy.
Christmas.
Pet therapy. Love it. You know. You
and some
get,
pets.
Somebody get that phone number.
Right, right.
They got to meet my dog Popsicle.
Some gorgeous canines here.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All wrapped up for holidays.
They're, yep,
God,
they're all bundled up nice. Little guys.
Little
and they want to
puppies.
Come over here, Don. They want to be
they
a part of what you
home?
Got going
yeah.
on here.
You know?
Right, right.
We might have to adopt
right.
one for
oh
the
God,
studio,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
right.
we got some handouts
Ooh,
here.
Right, right.
And they, wow, I got
how
the Heisman.
How are you? Absolutely.
Oh, look at this beautiful dog.
And where are you from?
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac. I love it.
The dogs.
The dogs.
I love it. It's all about the dogs.
Right?
Thank
Beautiful.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down from Fondy. Merry
oh,
Christmas. Yes.
Cute
How are you doing?
Beautiful puppies. Oh,
there goes another
we got one left. Thank you. One little. Oh, wow. So
Look at that.
I'm sure
I
glad.
Just love how they're handing
I
the dogs
missed my wife, but I'm glad she's not here because we'd probably have three or four new pets.
Right.
So,
right.
and I don't know how happy Popsicle would be about that.
Well, it looks like the parade is moving, and we're riding out
yeah.
of it now.
No right, more right. Pregnant pauses there.
Right. This is the place to be, Earl.
Yep.
Right.
So
no,
as
no
the,
question.
Who do we have here? What's this say? The
Unity Salon and Style Team. Nice.
Some more reindeer, very some tasteful, angels, yep. Very nice little group, yep. Birds of Peace.
And that looks like their
must
team.
Be a great
see
Santa
some male stylists. Yeah, right. A lot of Grinches here right. today. Like they, nobody right. called each other.
Right.
Signs and Lines by Stretch. And this here is a
that's
piece.
A beautiful float.
Beautiful yeah. float. Yeah. Yeah. It's that's a tow gorgeous. Truck that reads Peace on Earth, right. Waukesha Strong. That's yep. Signs and Lines by Stretch. Mm. And they got the team up there. Neat truck. Oh, look right. at that. A Neon Santa, like right. one of their many product offerings. They make some great right. neons. Look at the old-time bicycle with all right. the lights, oh Christmas lights going through it. I love that. I bet you he's from Sparta. Could very well be. And an old school fire truck
complete
with a big
with Dalmatian.
Yeah, how about right. it? And some future firefighters in the crowd
both.
There, yep. Young firefighters
right.
in training.
Right.
Love it. Wow, what year do you think that's from, Joe? I couldn't even venture to guess. 30s or 40s?
Right before you were born, Don.
Before I was born, yep. Paul Davis Restoration is our next parade participant. So I think they threw all the candy out a lot of these. I've only seen one.
Right.
But it's good. You got to take care right. of the kids first.
Right.
So this is the board up.
Right.
Following Paul Davis Restoration.
Right. Right. And so, that moon, once again, Don, continues
wow,
to shine
really brighter,
light
yeah.
on this
yeah.
wonderful parade, right?
It's like we're on the set
could
of a movie.
Could not have been
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Could not have been better. You scheduled this just right.
Thank you.
Keep that
I don't
in
deserve
mind
it.
For future years.
Only part
right?
of the credit,
right.
yeah. Well, yeah. So, but you know, Johnny and I have in our notes the next to these restaurant sponsors, we got to get a little spread from them here, give some handouts on the street.
Right.
That'd be a great little touch.
Sure, we've got a huge crowd here, really. This is
it
just
really is a great crowd.
So wonderful.
And this
again.
Is the leaner part mm-hmm. of the right. crowd. You know, it's right. all on Main Street. Right. It's probably three or four back.
Right.
So...
And
this
no
has
one,
been a real success so far.
No one leaving, everyone attentive to this wonderful parade and
yep.
all that is going on.
The weather is great. Cold enough to feel like Christmas, but warm enough to right. stay out here for
right.
a long period of time.
Absolutely. Bundled up,
so,
but
yeah.
Joyful in the season.
Well, these floats yeah, in the spirit
I wonder,
certainly
warm your can I put an order in for some more hot cocoa if anyone's listening inside the studio there? Maybe Johnny, are you ready? Right.
Sure. I'd
Earl, anyone here? Can we?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, two, please. Is that right? So, and don't be afraid to try some things in there. You know, with the it's not just about the cocoa. You know, this you'll see when you get to the table, different colorful bottles. Yeah. So,
I think I'm going to try one of those things.
Yeah, let's make it three, please. For, yeah, one for Earl. Right thank there. You. All right.
Scott,
I love
this, Earl.
Scott for. Oh, oops. Sorry, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Well,
our Congressman Scott Fitzgerald just walking by.
Yeah.
He got a pass there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and he didn't even stop by to say hi. He
well,
wasn't
wonder
us.
Why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I think he saw Crute in the window there.
Yeah.
Well, it was dark enough that people couldn't recognize yeah. him.
Notwithstanding, right. he is our U.S. Congressman.
And
it means
here.
A lot to have him
right.
here.
So and he's here.
Thank you. Yep.
And once again, great
he's cracking
to have
a smile. So, yeah.
Representatives of
so,
government
yeah.
here, right? Of
yeah.
all parties and
if they should
both
have a
state
subpoena.
And federal levels.
Oh, sorry, I didn't say that. So, anyway, yep, there goes Scott. Fitz. And, you know, Scott's usually at our 4th of July parade, mm-hmm. too. Connor Boston caught a still life of him. And yeah, we have another one of these little pauses, but I hear someone coming around.
Right.
Just passing Theodore Yeoman's Park. Heading
and
in.
Lots of cheering going on right
a
around the corner.
Cheering, yeah.
So we're
and
excited about what
yeah.
may happen
oh,
here next.
Oh, look at this. Corey from
got
Baraboo.
Service, and I think Johnny's going to take
oh, right.
some hot
thank
chocolate
you so much.
Here
Merry
to warm
Christmas,
us up
Corey.
A little
Merry
bit.
Christmas, Corey came all the way from right. Baraboo to make this possible. So we thank him. And he's brought that circus tradition with
right.
him, too.
And yep. for the service provided here tonight, right?
So, yeah, Corey has the one music radio station in the Civic Media portfolio. So we look forward to hearing more about that.
And Mike has not asked either you or me to enter that fray, right, Don? We're not going to enter into music on Saturday mornings yet, right? But maybe that's
no,
a thought
but, you
for
know,
the future.
For those two in the mornings, you know, I could be Wolfman Jack, right? like in American Graffiti, and
all things
put my
possible.
Favorite tunes on, right? and you know, get a little. get a little crazy, come up with a new nickname, you know, or I guess I could keep Downtown Donnie Brown. Right.
I would scare listeners off if I were to do that, but I'll let you take
the 70s.
That.
Yeah, right. What's we do, right. You know.
Right. And now, speaking of music, more wonderful music coming up.
Another
here.
Marching band. I see red and black. So I'm going to guess Waukesha South, but I've been wrong before,
Great
Johnny.
Float. Lots of awesome human float. Beings up there. Lots
it's
of young people.
It's a big Penske flatbed with some young...
come on, anyone can Waukesha see that's Waukesha
South. South. Waukesha South. South.
Some decorations
Fletcher there. Fletcher Nation! Yeah.
There they are.
And there's that.
Hey.
There's Blackie.
Go Black Shirts.
Go Shirts! Woo! And again, we'll be at... Black Shirt High School Tuesday night when the Black Shirts take on Whitnall. As you know, in the Black Shirt Marching Band, Eric Teagues and Tyler Pudliner were severely injured. Eric, as many of you know, was my, and his mom and dad were my guests on my show a week ago, and really one of the great stories of inspiration from last year. Eric returned to play baseball in the spring, as well as Tyler.